Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Before air conditioning was widespread in Florida, lots of families found a good way to beat the heat. They'd pile into their unair-conditioned car and head for the mountains of North Georgia or North Carolina. Ed Pierce, now a retired accountant, and his late wife Judy would pack their four children in a car and went up there numerous times to beat the heat.
We had a 1957 Chevy, rolled the windows down, and my wife often carried a small pail with ice in it with a washcloth, and if it got real hot, she would hand me that, and I'd wipe my brow, and we'd keep on going. And
I bet the ice melted after a while, and you'd have to stop for more.
It did. If we stopped at a motel, we'd load our ice bucket up again and had a very enjoyable time.
Back in those days, we're talking about the early 60s, there were no interstates between here and the mountains, so it was really a two-day trip through towns.
That's right. We usually stayed over one night before we got into Georgia or North Carolina.
What kind of motel would you look for?
The kids always insisted it had a pool. The sign often told you air conditioning and swimming pool, and that was a big seller.
Do you remember what it was like to walk into the motel room and feel air conditioning after 8 hours in a hot car?
It was very pleasant, very pleasant.
So you remember some of the towns that you went through? Because you had to go through every town in Georgia to get there, practically.
One town in particular was Tifton, Georgia. They had just recently opened what they called Agorama. It was a small village of old buildings that they had moved there from other parts of Georgia and established this pioneer-type town.
Did the kids like it, or did they get bored?
Oh, no, they were quite enthusiastic about stopping at tourist places, so we did them all, Gatorland and all those.
All the places that are no longer here, for the most part. What did you enjoy doing up there, besides keeping cool?
Well, the kids loved to fish. If you couldn't fish in the lakes that we stayed on, there were the trout farms up there where we used to fish and take the trout back to the cottage and fix it there. We did the usual gold mining or panning.
Did you find some rubies and garnets?
Oh, I think we still got a collection here of stones, nothing too valuable.
You were telling me about a motel and the name your son gave for it?
We were coming into Florida, and there was a motel there. It was the GA-FLA, meaning, of course, Georgia, Florida. And my youngest son said there was the Gawfla Motel. We have never forgotten that.
I bet that's been a joke in the family ever since, the Gawfla Motel.
That's correct. We still tease him about it.
When you were in the mountains, I bet you saw a lot of Florida license plates.
Oh, yeah. We stayed in Clayton. Then we went into North Carolina, stayed between Franklin and Highlands for several years.
Lots of Florida license plates on that narrow road between Highlands and Franklin.
Yes, I'm not sure that the people in Carolina appreciated all the Floridians coming up there. I'm sure that helped their economy, so they were happy to see us come and happy to see us go.
We're not going to say that about Florida snowbirds, right?
Absolutely not.
Ed Pierce is a retired accountant who lives in Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Florida! Well, that's a place I long to be.